with our local analyst, also has added a lot of value to the show in the last year. Political analyst Reg Nkosi. Reg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Reg, we want to thank you. Our show, PM Drive, is this week celebrating his first anniversary, first birthday. So we extend and tip our hat to you for being an engaging guest. And in fact, one of our top local analysts, much appreciated. And as we celebrate our first anniversary of the show, we look forward to many more conversations with you.
Absolutely. I'm around, and thanks for having me. I appreciate that. And let's look forward to an exciting second year for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that is positive. Now, Reg, the ANC Secretary General office has come under fire because reports are now indicating that the ANC's NEC has failed to convene a meeting to discuss the rather sour relations now that exist between the DA and obviously the ANC. Some saying this could maybe be pressure that is being exerted by the DA on the ANC and the GNU largely. And hence, the National Working Committee was supposed to meet on several occasions, but this meeting has been put on ice. Is it pressure coming from the DA, or is it perhaps just the ANC's National Working Committee that cannot seem to get their ducks in order for the moment?
Well, I think it's about the contradictions that you find within the ANC. Well, obviously, the DA is racialized the ANC, and alongside the DA are business people. As I might have said a while back, behind the GNU is essentially the European business lobby people. When I say European, I'm talking about the local European businesses that normally would fall under BUSA, Business Unity South Africa. These are powerful business people who call the shots in quite a number of ways. They have had to put a lot of pressure on the ANC. And of course, because they're European, they work with a European party called the DA. Now, what is happening within the ANC are positions that essentially could be split into two, I think, obviously. The one part of the ANC that, like that of Mbalula himself, are the ones that are pro-business or pro-European interests, and others that are pro-black interests. Black interests broadly, black as defined in our constitutions, meaning the rest of the people who form almost 93% of the population of this country. Now, so there are contradictions within the ANC. In my view, those are the ones that are causing the current impasse, if you want, the current challenges that the ANC is facing. You remember, some within the ANC, those are pro-European business interests and pro-European, stories, if you want to call it. Under tremendous pressure from within the European business interests and the DA. But again, we see a great deal of resistance from those who are pro the disadvantaged groups in this country within the ANC, and hence the impasse.
Now, the federal chair, Reg, of the DA, Helen Ziller, was quizzed about this. The National Working Committee of the ANC has failed to meet now on a couple of occasions. Do you see it perhaps as being pressure coming externally, i.e. from the DA, that they are exerting on the ANC and hence they're not able to? We know Fakile Mbalula also had a couple of things to say about Helen Ziller and the DA, and Fakile and Ziller kind of like back and forth. Inadvertently, they're fighting with one another. It's kind of cordial, and then it's not cordial. But her retort was very simple. Look, to the DA, the ANC is not our messiah. We are in the GNU and in this partnership to ensure that we can uphold the rights of South Africans. On face value, And on paper, that sounds all well and good, but you continue to run to court. Why not just, you know, use and adopt the internal resolutions that should exist within the GNU framework and then resolve it there instead of going to the courts?
Well, I heard Helen Zille say, well, there's a clearing mechanism within the GNU.
Yes.
She says, well, that is almost of no use, according to her. Therefore, it's important that she or the party should go and resolve these issues externally. But there's a danger there, all right, of antagonizing the ANC, but also with even the ANC that supports the European party, the DA. And if they do that, they're likely to push them towards the other group within the ANC that doesn't support the DA and the European businesses that are so influential in the country. So in her statements of saying, well, you know, that not ANC is not a messiah and so on and so forth, then they're there to do national interest. There isn't really about national interest, quite frankly.
Mm.
DA's position are all about enhancing the apartheid architecture that has come to dominate through the business systems that we see today and through the party itself. Very, very few issues that would emerge from the DA would naturally be ones that the previously disadvantaged groups would support. Not at all, unless they're so well brainwashed. But when it comes to real issues, I'm afraid the DA has demonstrated. Right now, the equity court, I mean, they went to court for the equity, the BEE issues. I mean, these are supposed to be core national interest issues that seek to deal with the previously disadvantaged groups in the country. And DA says, well, you know, these things affect economic growth and so on. That's absolute nonsense from an economic perspective. So, therefore, the statement coming from Zille is one that you take with a pinch of salt when they tell you, they tell me that, we're here for national interest. They're essentially here to safeguard the European interests, which are the very interests the apartheid was serving.
Mm. So the DA ran off to the Pretoria High Court, I believe it was yesterday, 6th of May, challenging the Employment Equity Act. So some members within the ANC have asked, why not use this internal resolution mechanism that does exist within the GNU framework and try and resolve it there, as opposed to going public every time? And one wonders what the coffers are like of the DA, because to go to court like this every time, Reg, I mean, rectify me if I'm wrong, costs a lot of money.
Well, thanks very much for that. Well, look, the DA is flush with money. It is receiving money from some of the biggest, the most powerful South African business people, business groups. And it will always dip into that pocket. Like I said, the European businesses here support the DA. And it's their interest that is at stake here. And also, remember, if DA was to go to the mechanism that is provided for in the GNU, an entire parties there, outside of itself and Freedom Front, are all black parties.
Mm.
All right? You know, I do not see a case where PA, Patriotic
Alliance,
Gideon Mackenzie's party, yeah, you know, all these other parties would agree with the DA when it comes to the issues that they've taken to the court. They wouldn't.
Mm.
And DA is aware that using that mechanism is like throwing itself into the jaws of So the DA doesn't want that route because it knows it's in minority. Therefore, it thinks by manipulating the court systems, then it can win. It is also possible from the court system.
Mm.
But when it comes, let's look at this. There are certain moral issues that come with the employment equity, or BEE, let's call it. All right? some of which may not necessarily be legal and so on. Now, the idea is quite clear that if it goes to the court, it can argue in this way and that way as to win on technicalities, not necessarily winning on the real merits of the issue. So hence we find DA jumping to the court at all times instead of using the mechanism where it knows to be defeated.
Mm. Reg, let's wrap in about 2 minutes max. Where does the GNU go from here? Because they've kind of reached these cul-de-sacs and stop-start scenarios on a number of occasions now. We know, and you've actually referenced this in previous conversations. What is the GNU going to do for the dynamic of all parties as we head towards the local government elections?
Well, in fact, some of these contestations that we see as a consequence of the local elections that are coming just now, right? Each one of the parties, they are trying to elevate, if you want, their own positions. And frankly, the DA doesn't want to lose this. Now, the ANC is very much aware of this, and all these other parties are aware. Now, the question that you're raising is an important one. Where does it leave all this? The GNU, as I said before, is an instrument, or it's an idea that came from big business. The big business is going to continue even using measures like depressing the rand. Okay, so as to send a message to the ANC and other groups to say, well, look, if you, kick the DA out of the GNU, then we're going to have a problem, and they can cause a lot of mayhem in the immediate future. But in the long term, all things are going to settle down. In my view, the larger numbers in the ANC are against the DA being in the GNU. However, the very few ones that remain in the ANC, that are there in the ANC, are backed up by very powerful business persons. So to ask your question, to answer your question, it is certainly at anyone's guess. But it seems to me there's some leaning towards having the GNU as it stands dissolved to have another one that has all these other parties.